Investigators say a Canal Fulton woman accused of killing a Tennessee sheriff's deputy might have lured police to her location using multiple 911 calls. According to an affidavit, 44-year-old Christy Cunningham reported shots fired near a motel in Martin, then drove to a gas station and continued calling and hanging up. Deputy Derek Bonham was shot and killed January 30th while assisting Martin police in approaching Cunningham's vehicle at the gas station. Cunningham was arraigned Tuesday on a murder charge and is being held without bond. The Timken Company ends 2025 with strong cash flow, generating $406 million in free cash, up 33% from last year. The manufacturer reports full-year sales reached $4.58 billion, slightly higher than 2024, while net income came in at $288 million. In the fourth quarter, sales hit $1.1 billion, with Industrial Motion leading growth and Engineered Bearings facing lower demand. Net income for the quarter was $62 million. Timken expects 2026 earnings of $4.50 to $5 per share and projects revenue growth of 2 to 4%. Canton police say an unknown caller phoned Malone University Monday morning and threatened to, quote, shoot the place up. The call came in at 8:22 and prompted university officials to order a shelter in place. As police responded and searched the campus, officers found no signs of a credible threat and believed the call was a hoax. The order was lifted about an hour later. Massillon officials planning to rebuild the pond at Reservoir Park. City Council approved $200,000 from the Parks and Recreation Capital Improvement Fund to complete final design plans, with construction expected to begin this fall. Residents have pushed for the pond rebuild since 2017, when safety work reduced it to a running stream. The Independent reports the project estimated at $1.8 million. Six police officers responded to a false robbery reported at Kent's home on New Year's Day. Investigators allege 35-year-old Terrence Parker of Cleveland made the hoax call to force an emergency response. He's been charged with swatting. A warrant for his arrest was issued last month. The call claimed three men robbed someone at gunpoint, but police found no crime had occurred. Former Lisbon teacher asking an appeals court to overturn his conviction and 25-year sentence in a child sexual exploitation case. 69-year-old James Watt filed an appeal Tuesday with the 7th District Court, claiming his guilty plea was not made knowingly or voluntarily, and the sentence was contrary to law. Watt was sentenced last month after pleading guilty to 45 felony counts involving sexual images of minors. Prosecutors say investigators found thousands of images on multiple devices during a search of his home. 3 to 4 years in prison for a Sebring man accused of shooting a woman inside a bar last fall. 53-year-old Jose Cintron pleaded guilty Thursday to felonious assault and possession of a firearm in a liquor license premises in connection with the October shooting at the Oregon Pub on East Oregon Avenue. Cintron turned himself in after the shooting and received credit for 115 days already served. He was accused of leaving the bar during an argument, returning with a gun, and striking a woman in the chest. Two men asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit over a 2018 corruption scandal in Youngstown. The suit seeks to recover more than $830,000 from developer Dominic Marchionda and the salary paid to former city finance director David Bozanich while he and Marchionda conspired. Both had pleaded guilty to record tampering and bribery-related charges. Defendants argue the city failed to serve legal papers within the required one-year period. Trial arguments in the case scheduled for November. Man who spent time in prison for a weapons conviction has pleaded guilty to the same offense. A federal grand jury in July charged 39-year-old Roderick Jackson of Youngstown with being a felon in possession of a firearm. Jackson allegedly had a shotgun November 1, 2024. He was not allowed to have a gun because of a 2018 conviction in Mahoning County. Federal grand jury indicted him in 2020 on the charge. He was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison after pleading guilty. 4 years in prison, the sentence for a Warren man who admitted to causing a fatal hit-and-run crash in Niles. 63-year-old Wayne Keeley was sentenced in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court after pleading guilty in December to aggravated vehicular homicide, vehicular manslaughter, and failure to stop after an accident. The crash occurred October 4th on 5th Street. Police say Keeley's truck left the road, hit a shed, and struck Brenda Hibbert as she investigated the noise. Keeley fled the scene but was arrested after a tip. Told police he fell asleep at the wheel and panicked. Portland voters removed Mayor Deidre Petruski from office Tuesday in a special election. The Trumbull County Board of Elections says just over 1,200 residents cast ballots, with 75% voting for the recall. It followed criticisms of Petruski's leadership, including alleged misuse of city funds, which she denied in a recorded message to residents.